Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yungizuel Pesach Clifton. We're continuing our Daf HaShavu Insights to the Daf series. This year is on Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Ches. And the topic is, a rose is a rose is a rose, but a vegetable if it's not a vegetable is not a vegetable. The Gemara Lamed Ches on base begins a discussion about the brachos that we make on cooked vegetables. Using the Mishnah as a base for the statement, the Gemara writes on top of Lamed Ches the following. Ba'al Yerokos Omer V'chulu. Kitani was taught, Yerokos Dumi Depas, that vegetables are similar to bread. Ma Pashin Ishtana Yadei Ha'or. Just like Pas, bread, was changed by fire. Af Yerokos Nami Ishtana Yadei Ha'or. Yerokos also were changed by the fire. So what does this have to do with anything? So Rav Nai Mishum Dei Abaye, that Rav Nai says in the name of Abaye, Dos Omeris, this teaches us, Shlokos Mivarchen Aleim Borei Pri Adama. Cooked vegetables have the bracha of a Borei Pri Adama also. Midiktani, how do we know this? For that it's taught, Yerokos Dumi Depas. So what are we doing? We're comparing pas and yerokos, and just like we codify in the Mishnah bracha on pas that is cooked, we also codify the bracha on yerokos that are cooked as well. Now that we shouldn't jump on this and point out that pas and yerokos are not similar. So how can we understand this Gemara? So Tosos tells us the following. Tosos first of all jumps off and echoes our question. It says, "Lo havi yerokos dumi de pas, sherei pas ishtani liyuluya, the yesh yerokos she'ein ishtamos liyuluya." You can't compare, how are you comparing vegetables and bread? If you go ahead and take the raw ingredients of bread and you compare them to a finished loaf, you're going to tell me that what? That the finished product is an inferior quality to the original product? Of course not. You're going to say the opposite. The final product is of a much higher quality than the raw ingredients. But if you take a vegetable, there are many vegetables that if you cook them, they lessen quality. And the quality of a raw vegetable sometimes is of a higher quality than a cooked vegetable. So what is the comparison? So Tosus is telling us it's not a word-to-word comparison or a concept-to-concept comparison. It's just that we say the following. Cooking does not take away from the bracha status. In some cases, by bread, it could even elevate it. Or at least what we're going to be saying is that by comparing pas to yerokos, we're saying that cooking does not take away from the bracha status. As we see, read the words in Tosos. Ma pas ein bishul magreis habracha. Just like the bishul does not lower the status of the bracha. In fact, you go from ha'adama and wheat to hamotzi. If you rokos nami, vegetables also the losayukaimi. They retain their status for the migrea, the lamigra, lahu abishul, and the cooking does not, and the bread does not take it away. So the cooking does not take it away. Fine. So we compared shlokos to pas, and we see, at least from our Gemara, at least based on the Mishnah, that the bracha on cooked vegetables is also hadam. Now this discussion is actually a little bit expanding further. We have a couple of cases that are brought down. And one of them, the first case, is going to be discussed by Rav Chista. And this is one that I wanted to focus tonight, sure. The Gemara tells us the following. Darash Rav Chista Mishum Rabbeinu Manu Rav. Rav Chista learned out from our great rabbi, and the great teacher was, in the case of Rav, so Rav Chista is learning out the name of Rav. And Rav says, Shlokos Mevarach Analein Bari Pri Adama, you make an Adama on cooked vegetables. Rav Chista also brings down. Rabbeinu Yordim Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim who came from Eretz Yisrael, Umanu, and who are they? Ula Mishmed Rav Yochanan, Ula quoting Rav Yochanan. What do they say? So Amar Shlokos Mivarchim Aleim Shakol Nibidbaro, they say that the problem cooked vegetables is Shahan. So on the back, on the surface, right off the bat, it sounds like it's a machlokas, where Rav says Shlokos is Hadama, and the name of Rav Yochanan, they say it's Shahakol. But Rav Chista says it's not the case. Ma'ani Omer, I say the following. Kol shetchilos o borei pri adama. Anything that starts off as a ha'adama, shalokol shahakol yebidvar. If you cook it, you make a shahakal. The chol shetkilas or shahakal nebidvar, or anything that starts out as a shahakal, shlokal, if you cook it, you make a bari priya. Hashim shahakal, bari priya dhamma, you make a hadam. What exactly does this mean? Starts off as a shahakal, starts off as a hadam. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says the following. When we say tchiloso, bori priyadama, Rashi says, means kol yerek sheneh hanechol chai, any vegetable that can be eaten raw, shetchiloso bori priyadama, that originally it's broken away from that devil, shalaka, if you boil it and cook it, afkin mi milse ligriyusa, it's taken out of its status for us. Umivarek shahakol, and it becomes a shahakol. Ula Kaman, later on in the Gemara, Mukila Batumi Bakarasi, it's compared to garlic and leeks. But what the Choyerik Sha'in Darkon Le'achol Chaim? What's the other case? Rashi says, Shemitchilosim Achol Chaim. Oh, sorry, so the Choyerik Sha'in Darkon Le'achol Chaim. What we were talking about was things that start such a hako, is that the vegetables that are not normally eaten raw. Shemitchilosim Achol Chaim. Shahakal Mavar, that if you eat it raw, you can make a shahakal. And the Gemara goes on to give examples of this, as including krava, silk, and kara, it's called beets and pumpkins. What's this idea based on? It's based on the idea that there's a hierarchy within the different berachos hanani. When it comes to berachos hanani, there's an order that increases with the specificity, hard word. That's to tell you, the more specific a bracha, the higher quality it is, the higher level it is. Practically speaking, hamotzi is the highest form of a bracha, as it's related to only one food, as opposed to shahako, which covers every food out there. In our case, yirokos bring with themselves a more specific bracha of ha'adam. What Rav is saying, I'm sorry, Rav Nachman is saying, is that when you cook them and lessen their quality, fact is, a lower quality of food brings a lower level of bracha of shahakal. The opposite is true also with foods that can't really be eaten raw but can be eaten cooked. As a raw food, it's of a lower quality, and thus it has the bracha of shahakal. As opposed to when you cook it, it rises in quality and takes on a hatam. So this is what we see over here. So once again, the way Rav Nachman learns it, if I had to ask you what bracha do you make on cooked vegetables, he gives the very Gemara answer. And that answer is, it depends. Something that's normally eaten raw, if it's cooked, and the quality is lessened, you're only going to make a shahakal. But something which is normally eaten cooked, cooking it, of course, is going to put into its higher form. And therefore, you'd make the hadam. And kind of the words of the Gemara. The Achronim, though, bring up a different case. Let's take... Now, this case actually comes from Pesach. And... here's the case that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. It's an Aruch Haim, Simen Tav Ayin Hei. And the Shulchan Aruch writes the following case. What happens if a person doesn't have karpas? What does he do at that time part of the Seder? And the Shulchan Aruch says, Imeinu Yirokos Atibul Rishon Elamara. What happens if a person has no vegetable to use for karpas, and the only vegetable he has is mara? So what do we say? That when you have karpas, you make a bari priya dhamma and an achilas mara, because again, you're going to make the bracha there. We're not going to get into why the achilas mara is written there and not later on. That's a Pesach question. Fine. Now this is fine and dandy according to those who use mara. Sorry, who use lettuce for mara. Because Sukuliyama, the bracha of lettuce, is ha'adama. The question is, though, what about the people who use raw horseradish? Are you able to go ahead and actually make that ha'adama on raw horseradish? Because the bracha of raw horseradish, clearly, if you've ever eaten it raw, even if you've eaten it cooked, but if you've ever eaten horseradish raw, you know for a fact that the pungency is so strong, the potency is so strong, that there's no way you're making hot dhamma on it. So really the question we're going to be directing is, in a situation where you have a case where we said that the bracha should be shehakol. Could you make a ha'adama on it or not? Now, the reverse case, could you make a shehakol with the ha'adama? That we know. The bracha mishnah, the next mishnah is going to tell us, ha'akulim or shehakol yatsa. But what about our case, and the example is on Pesach, if you're using crane for maror, according to the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that you would do this. However, the Magen Avraham brings the following objection. And the Magen Avraham writes the following. It says, Tzarech il nididon, this Pesach l'Shulchan Aruch needs examination. At least for us, she'anu no'agim lichach chrein l'morah. We use chrein. In Cain, heich mevarchen alav bari pri adam, how can you make a bari pri adam on a chrein? Da'inu roi le'achol kishehu chai. It's not edible when it's raw. That is the question that the Magen Avraham writes. And the Magen Avraham says, he's calling on the Shachar, Din ein lo shar yirokos, if you have no other vegetables, Omer mitchila birchas al achilas maror levad, you'd only make an al achilas maror, and that's it. The Magen Avraham disagrees, and the Magen Avraham has a different understanding. And the Magen Avraham writes, I'm sorry, another one, Rekita Eger is called on the Magen Avraham. And Rekita Eger brings on the Magen Avraham, and he writes, the words of the Magen Avraham, he says, Sifkat Yud Heich Niftar Akrein Bezeh, the Hatzarek Levarech Alav Shehakol. So the Rekita Eger writes, the Fianias Daiti, according to my humble opinion, Eish Lomar Bezeh, in Beirech Pri Ha'adama Yatzah. Why? Came unto who pri adama? Because at the end of the day, it's a vegetable. Ella came unto Mevushonim Tovim. Einu chashuv levarich al chai racham mevoreras v'dai berirachas shahakol. But rather, because you know this vegetable, since it is better cooked, it's better to make the specific bracha on the highest form of al mikom makom. But nonetheless, yishlomer debidyed the yotza. At least you should say that you're Yotze. So we have a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eger. In the situation where you have a food, you have a vegetable, where, let's say in the raw state, the bracha is shahakol, in the cooked state, it's ha'adama. And you went in the raw state and made a ha'adama. Rabbi Akiva Eger says you're Yotze b'di'evan, and the Magen Avraham says you're not Yotze b'di'evan. What's this machlokas based on? So the Birchas Avraham brings on the following hakim. Birchas Avraham says the following. We know, as we said earlier, there's a hierarchy of brachos, and certain foods receive a higher level bracha based on the chashivas. One such food is a vegetable, which goes from shahakol to hadama. The question is, what aspect of the fact that it's a yerek or a vegetable brings with it the higher bracha? Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says, you could be yotzei, with ha'adama, whether it's really supposed to be shahakol or not, we'll say simply that the shame or the fact that it's a vegetable growing from the ground, as opposed to another food that is either processed or comes from a secondary source, which is meat or eggs, is enough. Looking at our example, chrein is called chrein. It's considered to be chrein, whether it's raw or cooked. We know that horseradish is horseradish. Where are you going to find it sold? You're going to find it in the produce section. It's going to be in a farmer's market. So therefore, it qualifies for the special bracha, even though it's not normally eaten that particular way. And that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger says you can make a bari pri adama on the morrow when you don't have karpas. The Magen Avraham is going to see it a little bit different. That he holds that the koveir, the kviyos, or the setting of the higher bracha, it's not the mere fact that it's known as a fruit or a vegetable, but rather it's eaten, being eaten as a fruit or a vegetable. It's the actual eating, not necessarily the definition. And our Chacharim misakin that this bracha was only made, was only misakin with a specific eating style. Meaning, when it comes to these type of vegetables, our Chacharim set the rule. If it's normally eaten cooked, then the achila of the yerek is on the cooked state. If it's normally eaten raw, then the achila on the yerek is in the raw state. when a vegetable is eaten in its normal way, that's what qualifies it for the Hadamah. When it's not, it doesn't qualify for the Hadamah. And that's why the Magen Avraham will say that you don't make a Hadamah on Marah when you have no Karpas. Another example of Machlokas would be found in a different case, where a person makes a Bori Priya Eitz on wine. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Ches brings on a Machlokas for Yotzei or not. What's the Machlokas there based on? So the Berachos of Ram would say it's the same idea that we said before. If you're going to say we follow the definition of food, and we just go the way people define it, well, technically, you can write Bori Priya Eitz on wine. It should work. Why? Where does wine come from? It comes from grapes, which grow from a tree. And therefore, that should qualify as a Bori Priya Eitz. However, if you're going to be saying it's Derech Achila defines the problem, and it's the way that it's normally eaten, that's how it becomes a special thing. Well, obviously, wine is drank and not eaten. So how can you make a food bracha on wine when it's something that's normally drank? Final idea could be how the following shittos would explain why the bracha on Shasisa Raka, which was said learned earlier on in the daf, the Shasisa Raka, which is like this flour and oil, but it's very, very soft. It's almost like a batter as opposed to a hard one. It's supposed to more baked, more like a cake. The one which is more like a cake is a mizonos. The one which is more like very loose is like a shahako. And the Gemara says it's actually because it's being used for refuah. Perhaps you can use this machlokas. Each one could explain as to why that bracha gets the shahako. According to the Magen Avraham, since it's almost liquid-like, it's almost like a batter, its eating is no longer in the category of a food that is a bracha of mizonos. We follow the derech achila. And the derech achil of mizonos is on a solid food. Since this is like a liquid, we're not going to make that bracha. Aval koron to Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says the reason for making a bracha is because we define the food in a certain way, because this is what people look at it, even this type of a thing, because it's like a loose type of a batter, that's not going to be enough of a reason, of a qualification, to give it a brandy mizonos, and that would also put it as a shahakos. So just to conclude, we see over here that very fascinating machlokas between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eger as to what gives a vegetable a status that allows it to have a higher bracha. And of course, not just vegetables, but any other food. Is that we go by the definition, or do we go by the fact that the way that it's in a way that it's enjoyed? This, of course, is going to lead to a nafka mina in terms of a case where, if a case where a person is supposed to make a shahakol, and he made ha'adama, or a ha'gafen, and he made ha'eitz, whether in that case the wrong bracha will still count, or whether it won't.
Kol tov, have a good day.